Sani Silva in Brazil is one of the tallest teen girls in the world at 6'9". She grew normally until the age of 11 when she began to grow faster than her siblings. She has been tested at local hospitals, but those tests did not reveal any abnormality. Elisani has pains in the legs, arms, and joints, and frequent headaches. She says, "I have a lot of headaches and forget everything that happens afterwards. I have more memories as a child than I do now." Besides the physical pains, her mood swings abruptly as well. She says, "I am sad without knowing why. I am angry without reason, and it all started when I began to grow this way." Her parents have been unable to pay for tests that could determine what is causing her unrestrained growth. Experts believe she may have gigantism, a rare condition associated with overproduction of human growth hormone. Elisani hopes to use her height to her advantage as a fashion model and makes her runway debut soon.
Right, yes. This ain't new. This used to happen all the time in Canaan's land. When they crossed the River Jordan, they went to Canaan, and there was giants in the land. So that's not new. This what you're experiencing is just the succession of the human body going through a change, through a shift that's, for her, is normal, and medical science imagine that, thinks that it's perfectly fine, because it is perfectly fine. And that pituitary gland that kind of goes erratically on overdrive is an example of humans coming into their place of power. Now, Bob's done a little series on the Revelation, which explains that even more and describes it so you don't have to take 18 hours in this arena. But if the information's there, get with somebody and they'll help you with that. All right, so in that place of what you're asking about specifically, it's just gotten a little bit ahead in the point of creation. Then the mind, get where the problem is, then the mind can accept, and those neuroptic nerve endings that attach into the first dorsal would be neuropathy, ambient leg pain, and affect short-term memory. Long-term memory is filed away safely. So the labyrinth of her mind has gotten not caught up with what her desire of fashionista is coming, and she's in a place of becoming into her place of power. And never fear, it'll catch itself up. So this is actually as an anomaly, but not so much. Everyone doesn't experience it. Because, I mean, you got Bob and Carolyn, who are the world's tallest midgets already anyway. It's all relative.
So is she a seraphim? Got the seraphim seed in her?
No. It's just one ambient part that got ahead of the whole process. Now, what we're great lovers of, humans coming back into their place of power, doing it from a balanced state. So everything starts working together so you don't have these strange anomalies, odd shifts that put you head and shoulders above everyone in your tribe.
You're saying that's not a balanced growth?
Right.
Is she going to get taller than she is already?
Yes.
This is her interpretation of coming into her power.
Yes.
You mentioned Canaan, the land of the giants, talked about in the Bible. Is, did we get the giant seed in us?
You have every seed in you, Bob.
Were the giants in the land of Canaan angels?
No.
Are you saying there's a bit of a giant of a Canaan in her?
The same thing that made Canaan's giants is the same thing that made her a giant.
So the giants in Canaan became big because that was their interpretation of coming into their power.
Exactly. Good.